Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
My first gut, about 10 seconds after I saw all the numbers, was that the July-December corn spread, which is narrowed to something like 13 cents or so, was going to, over the next week or two, start to spread out again. What do you think?
Well, I think that's we've kind of had that feeling, and we feel like it got in there a little bit too narrow, probably. But we're seeing a lot of the trade. Of course, we're in deliveries here as of this morning, and we're seeing a lot of the trade switch over from a bid standpoint to the September. And I don't think a person really has a lot of worry there. But you got to be a little careful once you get into deliveries on that nearby month.
So what did you make of the numbers?
Well, I would say overall it's just, I would probably, if we didn't have everything else going on, it was a slightly bearish report, I'd say. Just a little bit higher bean acres, a little bit higher bean stocks and corn stocks than what people were expecting. But I think it was close enough. I mean, it was right in the ballpark of most of the trade guesses, and I think it's probably on the back shelf here already for the most part.
They did take harvested acres for corn down.
Yeah. I think that's been in the trade, though. I mean, I've seen quite a bit of talk about that here within the last week, that even though the planted acres may be this 96 area, that the harvested would probably be down.
The interesting thing about the quarterly grain stocks number for corn, if you just take an average fourth quarter, you're at a number, a carry-in for next year at something like 750 million bushels.
Carry-in for the 2012 crop year or 2013?
13.
Yeah, depending on what you want to put in there for the demand numbers. That's where I think, you know, we still have to be determined here with price levels on where we come in on demand. I think we're definitely reduced supply side of things here on corn. You know, where we end up on the demand, of course, you know, are we to a point where we have to ration usage or not? What you're saying there is, yeah, we're kind of at that level or getting at that level.
That's what I'm suggesting. We may be getting at that level. Yeah. Meanwhile, rain's moving across the Mississippi and heading toward Peoria.
Yeah, the pretty impressive looking on the radar there in Iowa, but when you kind of start looking at the storm amounts, there's not any big areas. It's gotten a lot of rain. But
all right. Thank you much, Bill.